Our scripture reading this morning is taken from John chapter 21, verse 14 to 17. John chapter 21, verses 14 to 17. This was the third time Jesus had appeared to us since his return from the dead. After breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these others?" "Yes," Peter replied, "you know I am your friend." "Then feed my lambs," Jesus told him. Jesus repeated the question, "Simon, son of John, do you really love me? "Yes, Lord," Peter said. "You know I am your friend." "Then take care of my sheep," Jesus said. Once more, he asked him, "Simon, son of John, are you even my friend?" Peter was grieved at the way Jesus asked the question this third time. "Lord, you know my heart. You know I am," he said. Jesus said, "Then feed my little sheep."
Excellent.
I'm feeling very special because I've had two firsts on the day I'm speaking. Lamet, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. And Susan, thank you very much. The title of this sermon is Knock Knock. When I sent that message to one of our elders, she, with a smiley face, put, "Who's there?" We all hear knock-knock jokes. Now, when we were children, we used to, some of us used to, not the good children, some of us naughty children, used to do something they call knock-down ginger. Now, for those of you who don't know, I'll let your parents or your guardian explain. Now, what we did, we were naughty, mind you, we would go to a house, we'd ring the bell or knock the door, and then we'd run and whip behind the corner for someone to come to the door and see, "Who is it?" We'd do it several times. Now, whose door we knocked on may have thought it was the wind. When we knocked on the door, not when we rang the bell, when we knocked on the door, they may have thought it was the wind. And who's knocking on my door and running away? It's annoying, isn't it? But you know what's more annoying? Is when Jesus knocks on our heart and wants to come in, and we don't let him in. But the most important thing, he will keep on knocking, but he won't run away. He'll keep on knocking until we let him in. We're looking at the story of Peter. And Jesus asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?" Why? And why only did he ask this to Peter? Well, let's go back a bit. If we look at Matthew chapter 26 and verse 31. Matthew 26, verse 31. And in this verse, Jesus tells the disciples that they're all going to desert him. They're all going to run away. In verse 33, Peter says, "Not me." I can imagine saying, all these people will run away, will leave you, they'll desert you, but not me. I can hear him beating his chest. They will go, but me, I'll stand up for you. Peter, loudmouth Peter, confident Peter, brash Peter, speaking without thinking. In verse 34, Jesus tells Peter, this very night, you'll disown me three times before the rooster crows at dawn. Verse 35, Peter said, I will die first. Knock, knock. Peter, I will die first. Jesus will never barge into your heart. He gives us the freedom of choice. He knocks and waits for us to open. There's a song that I heard from the Heritage Singers. You may have known it. The Savior is waiting to enter your heart. Why don't you let him come in? One of my mum's favorite, that was. We only have to take the step to allow Jesus in. Jesus is always there, allowing us to make the first move. Now, Peter had followed Jesus for years. Perhaps that's what made him so bold with his big talk. Have you seen any miracles lately that Jesus has done in your life? Or do you just focus on the bad things? Jesus promises never to leave us in our time of trouble. Peter was a fisherman, so he must have seen rough seas. And yet still, being a good fisherman, he had to travel in seas when the water was rough, when the water was calm. But what made him a good fisherman was the fact that he understood to ride the waves, to ride the bad times with the good. So really, he should have known better. We move forward. Matthew chapter 26, verse 37 to 45. We're looking at the life of Peter. Now, Jesus takes Peter, James, and John into the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus is feeling anxious, and he's feeling and despair because he knows the mob is coming. He knows what he has to do to save us. He asks his disciples to stay with him while he goes to pray. Jesus comes back and they're all asleep. In verse 40, he calls out, Peter, could you not stay awake 1 hour? Why did he single out Peter? They're all sleeping. So verse 41, he says, keep alert and pray, or you will be overcome with temptation. Jesus goes back to pray. In verse 43, Jesus finds him asleep again. In verse 44, he still finds him asleep. This time, he lets them sleep and take their rest. In John chapter 18, by this time, Jesus is now by the olive grove, and the high priest and the Pharisee and his mob, led by none other than Judas, because that's how they knew where he was. In verse 4, Jesus asks, who are you looking for? They answer, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus says, I am he. With that, the mob falls backwards onto the ground. By now, I see Peter getting brave and bold. Peter knew what Jesus could do. He probably thought the mob wouldn't take us while Jesus is here. After all, even the winds and the waves listened to his voice. And just a minute ago, they tried to take him, and they fell backwards to the ground. So Peter draws his sword, and he cuts off the chief priest's servant's ear named Marcus. In verse 11, Jesus tells Peter to put away your sword. In verse 12, Jesus allows himself to be taken. The disciples desert him now, just like he said. Even Peter ran. Yet, Peter didn't go away completely. He kept his distance. Now remember, Peter with a big talk. They will run away. They will desert you. Not me. Big mouth Peter, not me. Brash Peter, not me. Overcome, not me. He was probably full of zeal because he knew how powerful Jesus was. Not. Mark chapter 14, verse 63 to 72. The maid who worked for the high priest noticed Peter warming himself by the fire. It was cold. While this time Jesus is being interrogated, she says, "You were with Jesus." Peter denies it, saying, "I don't know what you're talking about." Cock-a-doodle-doo. Peter moves away to the other side of the court. The maid now tells others and say, "Peter, you are one of the ones that were with Jesus. You are a Galilean." Peter even began to curse, denying he knew Jesus. Immediately, cock-a-doodle-doo. Jesus' words came flashing back. "Before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me." How many times? Three times. Fear and weakness took hold of Peter. Peter now wept. Knock, knock. Knock, knock. "Who's there?" "Jesus." "Yes, Jesus. He's still there. When we are in trouble, he is still there." Whether you are new to the faith or whether you've been in the faith for many years, when we make a mistake, he is still there. As he promised, he's always there. When we mess up, not to say anything, Jesus don't say, "I told you so." Colin would say, "Na, na, 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 I told you so." Colin is probably a little bit like Peter, big mouth, brash, full of all the praise until I'm in the same situation. And then I realize, not. Jesus has been falsely accused, tried, and executed. But yet now he's risen like he said he would. John chapter 21. Peter and his crew now goes fishing. They need money. They got to survive. They now go fishing all night till dawn. They catch nothing. They see a man on the beach. The man calls, "Any fish?" They answer, "No." "Throw your net on the other side." Deja vu. This happened before. So they do so, and they can hardly contain the fish they catch in. Now Peter, in verse 7, shouts, "It's the Lord!" This is the third time Jesus appeared to them since his death. Peter can't even wait for the boat to go ashore. Peter dives in and swims ashore. It's about 100 meters. I got my length certificate for good behavior. I think that's my limit. So now, in verse 15, they've just eaten their breakfast now, because Jesus called them to breakfast. They've eaten their breakfast now. Jesus now asks Peter in verse 15, "Do you love me more than these others?" I guess the ones you said were going to leave me. "Do you love me more than these others?" "Yes, you know I love you." "Feed my lambs," Jesus says. Jesus repeated the question, "Do you really love me, Peter?" "Yes, Lord, you know I love you. You know all things. You know I love you." "Take care of my sheep." The third time, "Do you really love me, Peter? Do you really love me?" Peter's really upset now because Jesus has asked the same question three times. "Feed my sheep. Take care of my sheep. Look after your brothers. Look after the stranger. Look after the people I came to save." Peter denied knowing Jesus three times openly. I guess this was Jesus' way to say, "I forgive you. Keep on going." Question I have to ask you. When Jesus knocks, are you going to answer, "Who's there?" and allow him to say, "It's me, Jesus"? Knock, knock.